And joining us now is Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead political editor. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
So you heard Steve Cohen there say the rhetoric was better, the tone was moderate. Overall, it sounds like this speech is getting pretty good reviews, but it was a very different kind of President Trump than we've seen over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, stylistically, certainly this is a speech that was maybe his most organized and scripted speech that he's ever given, which is an important thing for him, especially when most of his supporters would like to see him be, quote, more presidential and not get into kind of Twitter wars and things like that. So he was able to do that. He was able to kind of hit a reset button with a lot of Republicans in Congress. Congressman Cohen is correct, though, when he says that there really weren't a lot of policy details. So it wasn't very soaring rhetorically. It didn't reach for, you know, a shining city on a hill that with an arc of history that bends toward justice, to mix Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama. But it also wasn't a laundry list and prescriptive. So what was it? You know, and it was something that was able at least to be something of a reset button to show that he can do this and stay within the bounds of a framework. That's for sure.
Well, and when it comes to the policy specifics, is he going to have support in a Republican Congress for spending a lot more money on things like infrastructure and the military if that means adding to the national debt?
You know, they always say the devil's in the details. And I think that that's when it becomes more difficult. It becomes more complicated. He has a tremendous advantage right now, and that is the fact that Republicans are in power everywhere. The only thing that they don't have is 60 votes in the Senate to overcome a filibuster. But, you know, anytime anything big has ever gotten done in American history, it's because of numbers. Lyndon Johnson's Great Society wouldn't have gotten passed if Lyndon Johnson wasn't a Southern Democrat and could get those Southern Democrats on board. You know, health care wouldn't have passed under Barack Obama if they didn't have 60 votes in the Senate. So they were able to, you're able to get these things through when you have support and you have power. Republicans have that kind of power at lower levels too. Think about governorships and state legislatures. So they have all of those things lined up. So Donald Trump actually has quite a bit of room for error. Republicans like Mitch McConnell and the Republican majority leader in the Senate and Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, just hope that that error isn't too big.
Well, and we did hear Mitch McConnell yesterday say he is not in favor of something that's been talked about, which is proposed cuts to foreign aid at the State Department. Senator Lindsey Graham also spoke yesterday to NBC News about that. Here he is.
It's dead on arrival. It's not going to happen. It would be a disaster. If you take soft power off the table, then you're never going to win the war.
So again, the question, Domenico, is the agenda of the Republican Congress really the same as President Trump's agenda?
Largely, they are on board with almost everything. And if Trump leaves most of the legislating to McConnell and Ryan and then says at the end of the day, hey, it's about compromise, we won, we got something done, then you could see a big signing ceremony and him claiming victory and moving on, which is a lot of what's likely to happen. You know, there are certain players within the White House, Steve Bannon being one, who would like to see the president pass a big infrastructure bill to be able to still win over those working class whites in the Midwest who gave him this chance when they had been voting Democratic in past years. And they think that that's an avenue for them to be able to win re-election. So that's a big priority. And Republicans have always believed that infrastructure is something that should get done, but they could never agree with Democrats on how to pay for it. And we're going to see now if they're actually going to be able to try to pay for it when it comes to what Donald Trump wants to do.
So, Domenico, there was an expectation that we were going to get the new travel ban executive order from the White House today. And now there's a storyline that's out there that maybe they've delayed that because they're getting such good reviews on this speech. Is that possible? And for something that President Trump has said is so important to national security, would he delay it because of good reviews from a speech?
There's been reporting on that. One of CNN's reporters quoted a White House official anonymously. Amazing. I didn't think they liked
anonymous
sources.
They're not supposed to do that,
sources.
Right, yeah.
But they quoted a White House official who essentially said that that wasn't the full calculation, but that's certainly part of it, that they want to give the executive order its moment. So not necessarily to say that the good reviews are what pushed it, but at the same time, if he'd got gotten bad reviews. It's typical political strategery, so yeah. to speak, to say, oh, let's change the subject
with something
and
else.
Let's get right. this other thing out there.
That's Domenico Montanaro, lead political editor at NPR. Thanks so much, as always.
Hey, thank you.